At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So in the last half hour, we talked about when it comes to a landmark lawsuit. It was a jury verdict. It was a trial verdict where a psychologist and a doctor were hit with malpractice, $2 million in damages. The woman is now 22 years old, but she was 16 when she approached, and her mom and her family approached this psychologist and then physician. She was confused about her gender, thought she was a boy, got a double mastectomy, and then they sued for malpractice and negligence, and a jury awarded them. It was a New York case, $2 million. If you want to text in to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, that number is 716-803-0930. Or if you want to call in, it's the same number, 716-803-0930. And people shared their opinions very bluntly there. Gender-affirming surgery is unreal. It's like if I were to identify as a quadruple amputee and wanted to get both of my perfectly healthy arms and legs chopped off. What about the Hippocratic Oath? First, do no harm. Parents and doctors who would not only endorse this but follow through are negligent. We also have another one saying gender-affirming surgeries need serious therapy. Yes, I firmly believe, as did Vivek Ramaswamy, that it is a mental illness, that there are two genders, you're male or you're female, you're boy or you're girl. And if as an adult you want to chop off your parts, knock your socks off, don't inflict that abuse on kids. Well, that's why I reached out to this very special guest who is joining us right now on the live line on News Radio 930 WBEN. She is a passionate parent advocate and is with the Coalition to Protect Kids New York. It's Aisha Kreitz, who's a friend of yours truly and a friend of this program. Again, Aisha is with the Coalition to Protect Kids New York, but also with the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Aisha, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I am blessed to have you. Very blessed and fortunate to have you. So I want to start with this case because it's a New York case, because there's so many ramifications here, Aisha, when it comes to this $2 million verdict that it was medical malpractice on the part of this physician and on the psychologist. So what was your first reaction? Because again, you are a passionate advocate to protect children and protect families. What was your reaction when you heard about this jury trial and this verdict for $2 million?
You know, I mean, I think that it is a huge win. You know, I mean, you've been saying it, but it really is. And I hope that doesn't get by anyone. And I'm not talking, you know, again, and not like, you know, for political reasons or anything, but I'm talking about medically, ethically, right? For us as parents, you know, as a parent, as an advocate, everything. I mean, we have been warning for years, right, that these kids should not be rushed into irreversible medical procedures. And now we have, you know, the courts, the medical profession kind of coming alongside and saying, yeah, this is, you know, not the standard of care that we should be providing for our children, right? And I think that the jury, you know, that's really what they were pushing, right? That they're not talking about what anyone's personal beliefs are, because those things are not really important when it comes to medicine and, you know, objective truth, right? They're saying this is a standard of care that they were ruling on, and that standard of care was violated. And so I really do think that it's a huge win, and hopefully it will be a huge wake-up call, you know, for children, for parents, and also for the medical profession, that we need to really take a huge step backwards, like a lot of other countries have already done, and start providing true care for our children that are the ones that are going to suffer in the end.
I mean, don't you think, and I hope and pray that generations in the future will look back on what some of these doctors are doing to children. I mean, you got to remember and think, I mean, full frontal lobotomies were taking place decades ago. And at that time, everyone's like, oh, this is the best way to treat, A, B, C, and D. But now they're literally mutilating and chopping off permanently body parts of kids. As a parent and as someone from the Coalition to Protect Kids in New York, what are your thoughts on the fact that this surgery is even happening to children?
Well, that's a whole different, you know, I mean, it's disgusting, to be honest. And I think that kids, you know, what has happened, right, is like we've totally changed the framework. We've allowed them to believe that somehow your body is a social construct, right? That it's not even real, that puberty isn't real. You know, we're not even addressing those underlying issues anymore for our kids that are already confused. And that's the part that I think is disgusting. That's the part that I think that we need to really stop giving our kids this false framework and start, you know, saying, hey, it's normal for you to not really know, you know, what's going on with your body, right? That's what we had when we were growing up, right? It's okay. You can explore. You can have the questions. You can do all of those things. And, you know, I mean, I'm a Christian, and, you know, God knit us together. We're fearfully and wonderfully made. And for us to go back and start telling our children that, you know, and not standing firm on that and telling our children that somehow they are a mistake is the part that is really detrimental, right? We see that, I think it's like 88% of kids, you know, that are going through all of this, they detransition as adults, unless they have been socially transitioned and as well. And that number then drops to like 4%. So we can see that there is a social contagion part of this, and parents and doctors should not be feeding into that.
But how crazy is it that there are laws on the books, whether it's state statutes, federal statutes? Okay.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Alcohol, which I don't drink anymore. You know, I really didn't, you know, I wasn't hiding bottles to, you know, hide from my family or escaping my problems. I would have a beer here and there, but I just don't drink anymore. There are laws on the books that say, hey, at a certain age, you're not prepared for alcohol consumption. It's 21.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tobacco. Okay, there's a certain age to protect young people from tobacco. You can't get a tattoo. Now, how crazy is this? You can't get a tattoo in most states at a certain age because that's permanently damaging your body. But yet, whether it's New York or others, You can have gender mutilation because a 14-year-old or 16-year-old thinks they're confused about being a boy or a girl. Isn't that just insane to you?
Well, it is. And whatever, and the other part of that, too, is, you know, one of the things that they said, right, like, oh, tobacco, they're targeting children, right? And you can't have ads to kids anymore. But then they target the children for this, right? And it's kind of like, so you see that these, you know, alcohol companies, these tobacco companies are trying to profit off of our children, right? They're the commodity. But when it comes to this issue, you have all these politicians and the medical field, right? Like, that are, they're not holding the same standard, right? It's hypocritical for them to do that, because that's what the medical profession has been doing. And these psychologists, they have been profiting off of our children and making them a commodity. And, you know, I don't know why so many people don't see that, except for maybe, you know, I mean, you're a parent, right? And I get it. You know, we want to love our kids and support them and everything that they do, but we don't support them running out into the middle of the road when, you know, a semi is going by. So, you know, we really have to have, and, you know, hopefully this decision will help us as well, start having a more concrete and productive conversation around this, instead of being like, you got to protect the kids by letting them do whatever they want and we got to be their friends, right? I mean, it's crazy.
It's, you know, insane.
I don't understand, you know, where this is coming from, except for, you know, people believing, and it's not just in this issue, there's other issues, right? We've come to kind of this conclusion in a way that justice is cruelty instead of protection, right? And so many different aspects, because you're like, how is hurting somebody or allowing somebody to hurt themselves justice? And that's kind of where I come down on that. I don't quite understand where that is coming from, but those are the type of conversations that we really need to start having, right? And this verdict, I think, hopefully will do just that, right? It doesn't end the conversation, but it starts the conversation. It starts forcing us to have accountability.
Amen to that. You're listening to Aisha Kreitz. She's with the Coalition to Protect Kids in New York and also with the Frederick Douglass Foundation with Stefan Mihailu on News Radio 930 WBEN. But Aisha, I look at this from a three-pronged approach. Number one, there is either severe mental, emotional illness, illness on behalf of whether it's the child, the young adult, puberty, emotions. You're just not in the right head set at that age or at that time. And if you're adult, you want to do that, great. I also think there is severe wokeism, radicalism, and mental illness on behalf of the parents. Because what parent at certain ages, I mean, you hear these stories, Aisha, of like kids who are 5 or 6. Oh, yeah, they're a boy, they're a girl, they're not this, they're telling me this. I think the parents are just as nuts. But Aisha, but isn't the third prong of this the medical community? Because once you chop off a body part, whether it's a kid, it should never happen, it's mutilation, or a mentally ill adult who decides to go under the knife and mutilate their own body. Aisha, isn't it about dollars when it comes to these doctors and physicians and hospitals? Because then they've got a patient for life.
For life. Well, and that's what I was, yeah, absolutely, right? I mean, they're treating our children, right, as the entry point of a commodity, right? And they're not. You know, the surgery, you know, I think we were talking about before, right, that puberty, just on its own, without anything else, is its own mental condition, right? I mean, we've all been through it as adults, and we understand the hard life that happens during puberty. And how is having a surgery going to fix these psychological wounds, right? And then on top of it, if you do have a psychosis, right, if you do have body dysphoria, then again, we are taking advantage of that. And if these psychologists can convince them that, you know, it is real, and you have doctors confirming that afterwards, then you have a patient for life. But again, with this verdict, as long as we don't let the conversation end here and more people come forward and say, yes, I think we will put a hard stop to that, because now they have to weigh that, right? Of saying, oh, you know, as a psychologist, if I can start going to jail, if these, you know, that's happened also for encouraging these children down this road, and now the doctors are going to be sued afterwards in 10 years. Well, now this patient that was going to be $2 million, $3 million over their lifetime is now costing you that money. And hopefully the accountability comes in there. You know, like I said, I think it's such a huge win for us. And I really hope more people pick this up and start saying, yes, see, right? What is it? The IWE, the Independent Women's Forum, IWF, right? They have so many videos of these kids that are being, you know, they've done great work, you know, on this, in this space, of all of these kids who are detransitioning afterwards and how they have all been harmed. So I hope that we see more and more of those lawsuits coming through, so that the medical profession stops looking at our children as piggy banks and, you know, a commodity, and starts going back to their Hippocratic oath. You know, these children, they struggle with anxiety, depression, trauma, all these other things, and everybody's just leaving them out to hang and say, oh, cut your boobs off and now you're going to be okay.
Yeah, we got to treat that. Exactly. You hit the nail on that. That was perfect. Anxiety, depression, mental illness, treat that. That is the issue, not gender mutilation of kids. Well, I really appreciate you. It is a blessing to speak with you, Aisha Kreitz. And again, you're with the Coalition to Protect Kids New York, yes. And you're also with the Frederick Douglass Foundation. Thank you for calling in and sharing your thoughts, and keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, and God bless.
All right, God bless you too. Thank you so much. Again, that is Aisha Kreitz with the Coalition to Protect Kids New York.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.